And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 29th of November, 2014. It's the birthday of Bronson Alcott, 1799, and also the birthday of his daughter, Louisa May Alcott, 1832. Father, a transcendentalist philosopher, the daughter, the author of Little Women. Bronson Alcott founded a commune, it's called Fruitlands, became a vegan before there even was that word. But Fruitlands failed miserably, and Alcott got by on loans from others, including his friend Ralph Waldo Emerson. But the Alcotts were often without money. And when she was 15, Louisa said, "I will do something by and by, don't care what, anything to help the family, and I'll be rich and famous and happy before I die." Her first literary success was Little Women, and the money she made provided her father with his first financial security. But what she really loved was writing lurid Gothic romances under the pen name A.M. Barnard. Bronson Alcott died March 4th, 1888. A few days before, he had told his daughter, "I am going up, come with me." She said, "I wish I could," and as it turned out, she died just 2 days later of a stroke at the age of 55. It's the birthday of novelist Madeline Lengo, born in New York City in 1918. She was an actor, she wrote a novel, and then while she was in her 30s, she read a book that deeply affected her, a book of Einstein's, in which he said that anyone who's not lost in rapturous awe at the power and glory of the mind behind the universe is as good as a burnt-out candle. So she started reading about theoretical physics, and she wrote a science fiction novel for young adults, which was rejected by 26 publishers, some because they thought it was too hard for children. Others thought that a science fiction novel should not have a female as a main character. So she gave up on the book until one of her mother's old friends came to a tea party and told Madeline Lengo that she was in a writing group with John Ferrer of the publishing house Ferrer, Straus and Giroux. And he looked at the manuscript, decided to publish it, and her book, A Wrinkle in Time, came out in 1963, won the Newbery Medal, and has gone on to sell more than 10 million copies. Here's a poem for today by Jane Hirschfield entitled Not Yet. Morning of buttered toast, of coffee sweetened with milk. Out the window, snow spruces step from their cobwebs. Flurry of chickadees, feeding, then gone. A single cardinal stipples an empty branch, one maple leaf lifted back. I turn my blessings like photographs into the light. Over my shoulder, the god of not yet looks on. Not yet dead, not yet lost, not yet taken. Not yet shattered, not yet sectioned, not yet strewn. Ample litany, sparing nothing I hate or love. Not yet silenced, not yet fractured, not yet, not yet not. I move my ear a little closer to that humming figure. I ask him only to stay. A poem by Jane Hirschfield, Not Yet, from The Lives of the Heart, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.